Welcome to another episode of A Rugby Life. I'm your host, Hedley LeGrand. Earlier this week, I posted an announcement on the blog about Rugby Super League team Utah Warriors expansion into two additional leagues, as well as taking over the coaching and management of renowned youth rugby institution, Highland High School. To talk more about these exciting developments is founder and owner of Sean Whelan. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
That's great. So first off, tell us about what brought about the idea to expand the Warriors.
You know, we started the season, we had tryouts, and we had quite a few guys. We had almost 100 guys come in and try out for the Warriors, and there's just such a massive talent pool here. And we were kind of short-fused with getting the team together, getting it put on the field, and I think we missed a lot of players. I think we had an opportunity to really expand on the talent pool, and so we just decided that, pretty much any other sports organization, they've got multiple teams and growth teams that are underneath your, what you would call a professional squad. And so we realized that being able to affiliate with other programs, Division One, so on and so forth, would allow us to have some more depth that would ultimately, at the end of the day, feed the Warriors. So that's the reason that we want to expand next year.
And how many teams does that make you? Because for the Super League, I'm assuming you have, say, like three sides. How many? I mean, you're expanding into Division One.
We'll have a Division One squad. We're going to have. We're working on some details for the high school programs, and then naturally we have quite a few players that'll be playing at the local universities: BYU, Utah, University of Utah. So ultimately, next year the Warriors are looking to have anywhere from 4 to 6 teams playing actively under the organization.
That expansion you're doing for the division, is that going to be the end of this season?
Yes. So we'll roll into, we've got a sevens team that we're putting together that'll be playing June, July, and August of this year. And then as of next spring, we'll have the D1, we'll have the Super League, we'll have the sevens, and then we'll have the anywhere from 3 to 4 high school programs.
Okay. Now, Sidney, talk a little bit about the Utah Warrior Sevens team.
We have 4 guys that were selected to go down to the Eagles camp, which I believe was the most of any Super League team. I mean, whether it's the talent that's here, I believe that's it, or the opportunity that we gave these guys to have the team. The fact that we've got 4 guys down at Eagles camp and 3 of those 4 will probably end up playing in the World Cup or the Churchill Cup, that's just a massive opportunity. And so a lot of these guys, Jason Pye, Mike Palafau, have played competitive sevens all over the world and played for the U.S. squad. So we have a really, really strong pool here of guys. And truthfully, I got hooked on the rugby here, and the Super League was just kind of the tip of the iceberg for me. So when I started digging in and looking at the other opportunities that I had to keep the Warriors playing throughout the year, sevens was just a natural fit.
And you mentioned there, like you said, you sort of got hooked on it. Where did it all start for you?
It started where I've been in real estate for quite some time, and I was working on a development project over in Scotland. And I went to Europe. I went over to Scotland and was in London and Scotland and Ireland a handful of times over a pretty short period of time, over 6 months or so. And, as anybody knows, as you travel across the pond, you've got the first night that you're there, you just crash because you're super tired. And then the next night you're staring at the ceiling because you can't sleep because of the time zone. But it was those nights that I started watching cricket and rugby. And that's all that's on late at night. And I started kind of studying the sport and watching the sport and went to a couple cricket matches while I was there and a couple rugby matches and just got hooked and thought, it's basically football with no pads that they're playing nonstop, and the guys are way tougher than American football players. I just dug it. I got really, 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 really into it and started studying the sport and coming back here to the States and realized there really wasn't a whole lot of rugby depth and expansion. And I thought this would be a great sport for the U.S. The U.S. Population, I think, would really grab onto it.
When was the team founded?
We approached the Super League in the fall of 2010, and we were officially, I guess you could say, approved or selected for a squad in the first week of December 2010.
So can I see that there's going to be a Utah Warriors cricket team in your future?
I don't know. It's a fun sport. It's actually really, really cool. But I think we need to get the Warriors winning some championships first, and then we'll start branching out to cricket.
Yeah, we're happy enough to stay with the rugby for now. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll save the cricket for another day. But let's talk a little bit about the move that you're going to be doing with Highland High School, how that came about, and what the plan is.
Well, in fact, I'm going to meet with Larry here. I'm doing this with Larry this morning, and John Law, our head coach, he was actually a player for Larry at Highland, and then for almost, I believe it was 6 years, he was an assistant coach for Larry at Highland. So John and Larry go way back, and as we were expanding and growing, I mean, Larry obviously was following the team, and Highland is a legendary program. Everybody follows Highland. Mm-hmm. The discussion obviously came of with Larry retiring and Larry stepping down at the end of the year, what was going to happen to the team and what was the game plan? I think a lot of people in the rugby world wanted to know because, I mean, truly the man's a legend. I mean, over 300 wins with less than 10 losses is just, it's unbelievable. I know that John and Larry kind of struck up some conversation and Larry saw what we were doing with the Warriors and enjoyed the aspect of not only competition but excitement that we brought to the game, and the conversations evolved from there to, we want to build an organization. We love having a team, but we want an organization, and that's where knowing that we had to have a D1 team, we had to have collegiate programs that we could feed off of and work with and help kind of mentor as well. It was just a natural progression, and so the conversations continue to roll along, and we like the idea of having the Highland program kind of come underneath, if you will, the umbrella of what the Warriors are trying to build, simply because Larry leaving and that program disappearing just wasn't an option. That was not something that was on the table. So it's going to be a really, really fun transition. I mean, if you look at the successful programs across the world, they have organizations. I mean, they start kids off at a very, very young age, rookie rugby all the way up to professionals, and they have organizations that run very, very consistent programs. And that's what we're looking for with the Warriors, is to build an organization where we can take an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old and he can start playing rugby, rookie rugby, and can go up through the high school programs and then have the collegiate programs, then have the Division I and the Super League. And then eventually, our goal is to hopefully see professional rugby here in America.
I think the thing that caught me most about when I read the article and stuff about what you were doing is that it's something that's achievable.
It is.
And I think you've got a good structure to what's going on there. What do you see? I mean, this is obviously a lot to be doing at this very moment in time, but it's like, what other things do you see envision coming out of this?
I enjoy sports. I mean, I realize that being able to kind of help mold and change a community is really, really difficult, but at the same time, it's what everybody wants to do. I mean, there's thousands of foundations and programs and government agencies that are focused and centered around changing communities and making them better, making them stronger, educating them more. And I think really the thing that I really love about rugby the most is that it's an extraordinary team sport. I mean, professional sports in America, I've lived here my whole life. I was born and raised playing baseball. I've played football. There's kind of become this negative aura, if you will, around sports. It's all about the dollars. It's all about this. It's all about that. And naturally, they're business ventures for a lot of people. But the reality is that I think rugby is a different breed. It's a different sport that will allow people to get their kids involved. It'll allow athletes like the guys that we have that are playing on the U.S. squad to become, heroes of a lot of kids. And I think what I see evolving out of this is a great foundational program for communities that they can get kids involved. It's another aspect to get kids, not necessarily off the streets, but keep them from watching TV 8 hours a day. You know what I mean? And then eventually growing a sport that, I get to have a single person show up at a Warriors game that didn't meet there going, how in the heck have I not seen rugby before? I love this. And it's literally almost every single person that's shown up to a game has left there kind of with their jaw on the ground going, this is unbelievable. This sport is amazing. So it's just still saying, if you build it, they will come. I think the people that see this are going to want to get involved. They continue to come back. They're going to want their kids involved, and that's a great thing.
Okay, it's great. Well, Sean, I wish you the best of luck with it. I think it's a great initiative that's going on out there, and I'm excited to watch the expansion out there. So thank you for joining me today.
And thank you.
Good luck.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
So if anyone would like to get more information about what we've discussed today or more about the Utah Warriors, head on over to arugbylife.com and check out the podcast post and our links. And until next time, cheers.